Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, September 26, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mullen Automotive NASDAQ shares video update from CEO. Mullen Automotive MULN CEO David Meekery shared a video update on the company's recent progress, highlighting sales expansion, financial performance, and new sales opportunities. The company secured $100 million in financing and a $150 million equity line to support growth. Progress at Bollinger Motors was also noted, including regulatory approvals and production of B4 electric trucks. Meekery remains optimistic despite stock price challenges. Mullen Automotive is a California-based company producing commercial electric vehicles with production facilities in Mississippi and Indiana. The company's vehicles are CARB and EPA certified, with IRS approval for federal EV tax credits. Mullen's dealer network expansion includes Pape Kenworth, offering sales and service coverage in key markets. FTZ status approval for the Tunica facility provides benefits like duty deferment and elimination on exported vehicles. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com.
Blue Innovation Day 2024, a celebration of ocean and water sustainability. Blue Innovation Day 2024, hosted by Santa Cruz Works, UC Santa Cruz, and Seymour Marine Discovery Center, will take place on October 6, 2024. The event will showcase 40-plus exhibits promoting ocean and water sustainability through innovative technologies. Attendees can see underwater robots, learn about wave energy, and view ocean artwork. Activities include sea life tours, a scavenger hunt, and workshops on environmental issues like sea level rise. Verdegi, a green hydrogen company, will present clean energy solutions. The event is sponsored by UC Santa Cruz Center for Coastal Climate Resilience, O'Neill Sea Odyssey, and others. Admission is free for outdoor activities, with ticketed access to the indoor exhibit hall at Seymour Marine Discovery Center. How to gain exposure to the critical materials powering artificial intelligence and meeting growing energy demands through Sprott ETFs. The demand for critical materials like copper, uranium, nickel, and lithium is on the rise as big tech firms explore new energy sources to power their AI data centers. Companies like Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft are investing in sustainable energy options such as wind and solar. Microsoft recently partnered with Brookfield Asset Management to develop renewable energy capacity worth over $10 billion. Additionally, nuclear power is being considered as a reliable energy source for AI data centers. Investors can gain exposure to critical materials through Sprott ETFs like the Sprott Copper Miners ETF, Sprott Uranium Miners ETF, Sprott Nickel Miners ETF, and Sprott Energy Transition Materials ETF, which track the performance of companies in these industries. Development is a privilege, not a right. Lisa Moretti pushes for stronger rules in Pasco County, Florida. Lisa Moretti, candidate for Pasco County Commissioner, emphasizes that development is a privilege, not a right, in Pasco County, Florida. She advocates for stronger rules and regulations to prioritize residents' needs over out-of-town developers' desires. Moretti highlights the consequences of unchecked growth, such as overcrowded schools, flooding, and increased taxes. Her plan includes holding developers accountable, protecting natural resources, balancing growth with infrastructure upgrades, and ensuring resident-centric planning. Moretti calls for sustainable growth to maintain Pasco County's identity and well-being, aiming for a future where communities thrive and residents have a say in their future.
Vanguard Green Investment Limited announces its transformation from the healthcare industry to the ESG service industry. Vanguard Green Investment Limited, formerly known as MU Global Holding Limited, is transitioning from the healthcare industry to the ESG service industry. Under the leadership of Chairman Niu Yanyan, the company aims to promote environmental sustainability and female leadership in business. This strategic shift aligns with the urgent need for green energy solutions to combat global climate issues. By focusing on ESG advisor service in renewable energy projects, Vanguard Green Investment Limited not only reduces carbon emissions, but also generates sustainable returns for shareholders. Chairman Niu Yanyan envisions the company becoming a leader in the green energy sector, setting an example for other businesses to follow. This transformation highlights the company's commitment to building a sustainable future and making a positive impact on the environment and society.
Green Lantern Solar hires site acquisition specialist to support company's expansion of renewable energy projects. Green Lantern Solar has hired Brian Pugmire as site acquisition specialist to bolster the company's renewable energy projects expansion. With expertise in geographic information systems, Pugmire will aid in Green Lantern Solar's site acquisition strategy. VP of Development Dave Carpenter praised Pugmire's skills and character, highlighting the value of his technical proficiency. Pugmire's background includes work with NL Green Power and Clenera, focusing on wind and solar project evaluation. His role at Idaho Transportation Department honed his GIS skills. Pugmire looks forward to collaborating with partners to advance solar projects, particularly those involving agrivoltaics. Green Lantern Solar aims to provide sustainable energy solutions with innovation and experience, leveraging top talent like Pugmire for success.
How Canoo's flexible, award-winning electric vans are helping reshape commercial and government fleets. Canoo Inc. is reshaping the transportation market with its suite of fully electric lifestyle delivery vehicles and battery power solutions. Based in Texas, Canoo offers customizable electric vehicles for large commercial and government fleets. The LDV190, with over 200 miles per charge, features unique foldable storage and tables, earning design awards. Canoo's steer-by-wire technology maximizes interior space and safety features. The company counts the USPS as a customer, delivering electric LDVs for modernizing its fleet. Success with Walmart and GoTo Delivery showcases Canoo's impact on the last mile deliveries. Canoo's lineup includes the LV minivan and the versatile Canoo pickup. Stay tuned for more from Canoo Inc., leading the way in sustainable commercial transportation.
California can reduce gasoline prices by adopting E15 ethanol blend. Aemetis, Inc. is urging the California Air Resources Board to implement a 15% ethanol blend in gasoline to lower gas prices and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. California is the only state not using E15, despite EPA approval in 2011. Studies show E15 could save drivers $2.7 billion annually, with a 20 cents per gallon savings. This move could also cut emissions and help California reach carbon neutrality by 2045. Aemetis CEO Eric McAfee supports the transition to E15 as a cost-saving, environmentally friendly solution. By adopting E15, California can align with its climate action plans and reduce dependence on fossil fuels, decrease air pollution, and promote renewable energy. The state legislature is currently discussing the implementation of E15, which could be available in California as soon as 2025.
Cut Carbon Note completes second close, topping $50 million in assets and more than 100 investors. Calvert Impact, Inc. has completed the second close of the Cut Carbon Note, surpassing $50 million in assets with over 100 investors. The program, which finances sustainability upgrades for buildings to reduce carbon emissions, received investment-grade ratings from Morningstar DBRS. The product is expected to reach $400 million and has attracted new investors, doubling the expected carbon, water, and energy cost savings. The portfolio investments use the CPACE tool, with two-thirds meeting the Cirrus Low Carbon certification. The program is projected to save over 172,000 metric tons of carbon and 130 million gallons of water, along with $54 million in energy cost savings. Calvert Impact plans to announce a third issuance soon, following the program's recent recognition with the 2024 Grunin Prize for Law and Social Entrepreneurship.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.